Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. Did you miss us yesterday? We missed you. I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd, off an extended weekend. Chris on the other side of the glasses. The Sheeman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida, or as we like to call our little myriad of stations throughout Southwest Florida, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. Also, you can listen to us on the app. It's free. You take your phone everywhere, take us everywhere. It's that simple. Download it, ESPN Southwest Florida. More and more of you, I'm told, are listening on that app. Also, our website, ESPNSWFL.com. You can listen there live. You can go back in time and listen to Sheeman and Shepherd podcast in case you missed a segment or two. And you can follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Lots to do, lots to get caught up on off the long weekend. I saw a text from Hedge that says, would you guys hurry up and get on the air, basically? I've been waiting for 2 o'clock. Us too. We're here. Marilyn Mike, the last two guys have been a nightmare. The last 2 days have been a nightmare. I'm so ready for my fix of Sheeman and Shepherd. Welcome back. Yes, thank you. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
Great. Wonderful. Now, I could feel, I couldn't listen on Friday, but I knew I could feel the force, an orgasmic presence by you.
Excuse me?
As these knuckleheads can't come to terms on where the money's supposed to be distributed for the college football playoffs.
Right. Yeah, you were mentioned once or twice. Sandwich bet won by me.
You're the only man in America who doesn't want more college football. But anyway, that's an older topic. We can get it. But there's so much going on. Wow. This is great. You know, to get Jerron Howard and that scenario. Aaron Rodgers went on. I agree. Who was on in place of Allen today? What's his name?
Chris Carlin.
Chris Carlin. And I agree with him. I am so sick of Aaron Rodgers. I don't care who he apologizes to, who he's in love with, who he's not in love with. The guy is a massive drama queen diva. I don't care anymore. Just tell me where he's going to go, if he's going to sign, or whatever it is. The rest of this coffee house smoke-filled crap, I don't need anymore.
For those that don't know, he released some sort of manifesto on social media thanking everybody from his ex-fiancée to his teammates. It was weird.
Just go away, man.
What is he going to be like in retirement when he does not have any kind of national spotlight on him?
And the worst thing, the insulting of everybody, all fans, and like, why don't you guys quote, you should pick up a book sometime. Shut up, Aaron. Shut up. Mm. Should go on a long vacation, stay the hell out of everybody's lives, and stop treating everybody like you are better than everybody else. You're not. You may be throwing a football, but that's about it as far as I can see.
With your anger, would you like to punch him a la Juwan Howard? I mean,
no.
I want to get your level of anger.
No. As H.G. Wells once said, the first man to throw a punch is the last man to run out of ideas.
So Juwan Howard's done. He's done.
Well, he's lucky it wasn't kind of a punch because he might have been done if it was. But
yeah, I didn't think they'd fire him. But
no, he shouldn't be fired. I don't think he should have been fired. And
I think the 5 games, the rest of the regular season is about right.
I still haven't heard a reasonable explanation from him. And I don't think he understood the rule either as to why guard called the timeout either. On the other hand, you're pressing down 15 with 15 seconds to go. So, like everything, that's your prerogative. We say it all the time. You want to be like that? It's Wisconsin's job to stop. Okay, fine. Be that way. But then don't get mad because Wisconsin coach knew the rule. It's like, hey, we're gonna lose the possession here. I'll just call a timeout. Pete, I don't think Juwan Howard knows the rule.
Pete, if we can go back in time.
Yeah.
Just a couple of weeks. It was a Sunday afternoon nationally televised game in which Michigan manhandled Indiana.
Yes.
They were up by about 15 or so with a minute to go.
Mm-hmm.
Juwan Howard called a timeout. Okay, I'm just saying.
I mean, what comes around goes around.
Now, I understand when that happens. A lot of times, you'll empty the bench. You'll play a couple of walk-ons, maybe, that have never get a chance to play. Even if it's 15 seconds, I get it. They get their name and the stuff. I understand in those situations. I'm not saying that was the case in the Indiana game. I don't know. But all I know is that Greg Gard calling the timeout was fine. I had no problem with it.
I would have no problem in another circumstance. If a coach tells me, look, I saw something we did wrong, I want to fix it so it doesn't happen in another game that's close going down the wire, I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
None.
And Gard, I'm just going over it again. You know, Gard substituted his walk-ons into the game with a little bit left in the game.
And
Michigan had all the regulars on the floor pressing full court.
Why was Gard fined $10,000? By the way, the school says it's picking up the tab.
He put his hand on Juwan Howard, which
he
shouldn't
have done. The assistant did, didn't he?
No, Gard his hand on his forearm, and I understand that. I think he's saying, hey, look.
He's just trying to calm him down.
Hey, look, you know, I'm trying to explain what's going on here. But for Juwan Howard to be upset at all by this makes no sense because of the timeout, not because of what happened after the game. Yeah. But to be upset is it's absolutely ridiculous to me.
I agree.
So he still hasn't said why he's pressing down 15 with 15 seconds to go. I still haven't heard. Well, I had a problem with the timeout. What problem? What about pressing with 15 seconds to go? Down 15. Okay.
Kathleen would like to chime in on that was the Michigan-Wisconsin game. I'm sure she has a thought. But first, it is 6.5 minutes past the hour. Let's not get crazy here. First one out of the box for the week. It's time for SportsCenter Rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
All right, I'll get you caught up on the other news of the day. Houston judge ruled yesterday Deshaun Watson can face questions under oath in 9 of the 22 civil cases filed against him, ranging from harassment to sexual assault during massage sessions. The U.S. Soccer Federation and women's national team agreed to a $24 million settlement. The two sides announced this morning a settlement is contingent on a new CBA deal being ratified by the players. And UEFA considering moving the Champions League final out of St. Petersburg, Russia, as tensions mount between Russia and Ukraine.
Real quick before I get to the beep, beep, beep of Juwan Howard backtracking and apologizing.
All right.
Answer me that. Riddle me this, boys.
I'll try.
Okay, so last we spoke about MLB. It lasted 15 minutes in New York.
Right.
So now let's head down to Jupiter, Florida. Is that going to make things better?
No.
What is the change of location all about? What's the difference?
Need some sunshine. Need a mellow out.
Seriously.
I don't know.
Why doesn't anybody just stay in New York and whatever, at the Plaza or wherever you're staying? And just what do you have to travel to Florida for?
I don't know.
Is that going to make a difference? Everybody going to feel better because it's warmer down here?
Spring break. It's an excuse.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm like,
I do.
What changes in 4 days, nothing. 5 days from New York to Jupiter? It always cracks me up when that happens. That's just kind of like, whoa, all right.
Yeah.
Better happy hour.
They're trying. Oh, Purdue Burger Kyle, good text. Assistant Wisconsin coach saying, hey, Juwan, you were the sixth best player on the Fab Five. Juwan, oh, yeah? I got a riddle for you. What did the five fingers say to the face? Slap. I like that. It's funny. Sort of.
So Juwan Howard has since said, quote, after taking time to reflect on all that happened, I realized how unacceptable both my actions and words were and how they affected so many. I'm truly sorry. I'm offering my sincerest apology to my players and their families, my staff, blah, 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 blah. I would like to personally apologize to Wisconsin assistant coach Joe Krabbenhoff and his family, too. Lastly, I speak a lot about being a Michigan man and representing the University of Michigan with class and pride. I did not do that, nor did I set the right example in the right way for my student athletes. I will learn from my mistake, and I accept the apology. I accept all that. Mm-hmm. But I seriously still would like to know why he thought Gard calling a timeout there while he's pressing with 15 seconds to go, why he was so offended by the timeout. I accept the apology. We always talk about it. I accept his apology.
Yeah.
And that's
fine. I do.
I accept it.
Here's,
but why are you so pissed off to begin with?
Here's my angle on this. What a couple of weeks Ward Emanuel, the athletic director, has had at Michigan. He saw his football coach leave for an interview at Minnesota only to come back and then get more money out of him. And then he was put in a situation where he actually had to consider whether he was going to fire one of the Fab Five Juwan Howard for the slapping. That's a tough week.
Yeah.
That's a tough week.
And Gard said, I didn't want to put my backups. He's talking about why he called the timeout. I had all my bench guys in the game. I didn't want to put them in that position of scrambling with only 4 seconds. So I took a timeout and got us a new 10 seconds. And it helped them get organized and get the ball in. He didn't like that when it came through the handshake line. I'll leave it at that. The tape will show the rest. And it's because Juwan Howard doesn't understand the rule. Now, I'm telling you right now, he didn't understand the rule. That's a big part. And even if he did understand the rule, he still shouldn't have been upset.
I hear you guys on the guy. And I'm okay that he didn't lose his job. But if the news had been they fired him, I'm fine with it.
I would not have been surprised. I wouldn't have been surprised.
You've got to be able to control your emotions in that moment. And you can go up to the podium after and make all the excuses. You can say that it was self-defense. The video kind of shows otherwise when you've got a row of your coaches between you and the Wisconsin coaching staff.
Yeah.
But completely unacceptable. We have seen coaches lose their jobs for words that they have said. And we won't hold this guy to the same standard for physically trying to hurt somebody? I'm sorry, that it was completely out of line. I'm fine with it, but if he had lost his job, I'd been okay.
I'm going to ask this one question. I'm going to ask it once. I don't want to do a show on it. I read a lot on social media that said, had Juwan been a white coach slapping at an assistant black coach, that would have been he would have fired.
I don't see a difference in a.
You and I.
I don't see that difference, and I would.
But I think
I'd have the same tone if it were a white coach on a black coach or a white coach on a Spanish coach or whatever the dynamics are. I don't care about that. It's about you've got to be able to control your emotions, and I get it. You're having a down year by your standards, Juwan.
Yeah.
But this happens in college basketball. You don't have a single digit next to your name every single year. Duke has down years.
Right.
Everybody has down years.
Indiana's down.
He seems losing it a little bit.
By the way, all the snowflakes out there that say we need to eliminate the postgame handshake, shut up.
Goodness gracious.
Shut up.
I don't think real.
What do we do?
I don't think that's actually real.
Really?
I think those are fake people.
Didn't Coach K suggest it?
Who is Izzo ripping on?
I heard a lot of media people.
Izzo addressed it, so that's ridiculous.
A lot of ESPN people were talking about it. I really don't care. I mean, it's not like a handshake in football. What did football do? You go up to certain players at the end of the game. Players go up to players.
The ones you like.
Or the ones you were teammates with and whatever. It's not like hockey at the end of a playoff series, that tradition, which I understand that. The basketball players in the NBA, they don't have an end of the. I mean, what is this?
Hockey does at the end of the Stanley Cup. It's one of the coolest.
That's what I mean.
Sports.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
But you do that in basketball, Pete, in every single game you play from the time you're four until the time you reach the NBA.
By the way, for the record, I criticize Isaiah and the Pistons when they didn't shake Jordan's hand. I thought that was ridiculous.
I know, and it's happened with I think everybody's team. But that kind of stuff, that minutiae nonsense, I just don't get caught up in it. You want to shake hands, you don't go to the locker room. I don't care. It's not going to affect me one way or the other. I don't think you're any less of a sportsmanship if you do or you don't do it.
I think if it's the norm, and in college basketball, it's the norm to do so, I think you should do it. I mean, you got your ass beat, shake your hand, say nice job.
I can tell you this, in football and basketball, it doesn't happen a lot anymore, but it happens actually more in football than it does. You know, you sit there, you spend all that energy to knock some guy on his ass, and then you go try to help him up. No, I'm not helping you up.
Well, that's during the game.
Not at college in the NFL. No, I'm not helping you. But there are guys that will do it, and it happens not a lot in college in the NBA anymore. But it kind of used to.
John in the Cave. Yeah. He says it was Dickie V that tweeted it out that we should get rid of the handshake.
I heard more than one person on ESPN say they wouldn't be opposed to getting rid of the handshake.
Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It was Kathleen's Wisconsin Badgers that started all this in the first place. Let's get her reaction to what happened. Kathleen, how are you? How was your weekend?
Hey, Kathleen.
It was a good weekend. It was a great weekend. What's not to like? There's a snowstorm in Minneapolis, and I'm here.
Yeah, you're here.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. First thing I'd like to say, you know I'm a diehard Badger fan.
Uh-huh.
It was embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. I don't know. It just left the whole thing just left a bad taste in my mouth. I mean, I understand what Greg Gard was doing and everything, but I do think the assistant coaches there started, you know, jawing a little bit too. I don't think that's necessary on my team.
Right.
On my team's behalf. Yeah. I really don't. And I totally, you know, what went on with Juwan Howard's ridiculous. I don't think 5 games is enough. I think it should have been a season. Isn't his first thing. Last year with the Maryland situation, you know, threatened to kill somebody. I know it's words, but still, it's a temper thing. You know, I don't know.
Well, remember, Kathleen, I don't know if you remember back in the day, John Chaney storming into UMass's press conference with John Calipari. And I'll tell you, if the media wasn't there who broke up the fight, they would have gone at it. And I don't know. I don't know who would have won. I'd probably put my money on Chaney. But that was embarrassing, too. But that was a different type of as a different situation. I don't understand Juwan Howard, how he got upset because – Wisconsin called a timeout. He doesn't know the rule. He doesn't know the rule, Kathleen.
Well, didn't he call a timeout? Craig, were you saying that? I might have been. Didn't he call a timeout in the Indiana game this year when there was
with a minute
up by 16?
Yeah, they were up by double figures with a minute to go. He called a timeout. He did. So
I don't. And the shaking of the hand. Well, you guys know I play a lot of tennis and I coach a lot of tennis.
Yeah.
You just shake hands afterwards.
Yeah.
If you think they made bad calls, if you whatever, you just go up, shake their hand, and walk away. You don't, you know, it's just part of the game. It's ridiculous to think that they would get rid of that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they have to get rid of it, but maybe make it an option. If you want to, you want to. If you don't, you don't.
I know, but it's just good sportsmanship. I mean, I coach high school. Sportsmanship, I actually coach more than I coach winning sometimes. Because if you are a good sport and things go that well, eventually it's going to come around and you are going to win.
Well, I respect that completely, and I understand that. And but when you get to the D1 level, you know.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Kathleen. That's a great point.
Good sportsmanship by Kathleen. Yeah.
I'm with you on that, Pete. I think there comes a time where it's like sportsmanship is no longer the most – we're not teaching sportsmanship at the Division I level. That's not what we're doing.
No, but to your point, ever
there.
Since Pee Wee up through high school, that's what you do in basketball. You shake hands. You stop in the – you don't do
every,
it in the NBA unless,
sport,
unless you want to.
Every sport. You always every sport I ever played up through high school until I was 18, even in senior Babe Ruth, you shake hands. I get all that. I didn't want to a lot of times. But then you like – you know, especially when Babe Ruth and Little, you're playing – half the time you're playing against a bunch of your friends. So it's one big bus ball session a lot of times. And you goof around, then you're hanging out at each other's houses, going to the beach the next day, and it's, you know.
Well, it was last week, Juwan Howard, he went on the court during the game, and the ball was about to go out of bounds, and he just picked it up, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that anything bad about that, but it's like his head's not even in the game.
Yeah.
But
it's weird.
Yeah. But anyway, it was it was a good win for Wisconsin. It wasn't a good look for – was it the worst thing? Sometimes I think these things get blown up. Look, Bobby Knight set the standard. No offense, Craig. The man threw a chair across the floor and never got fired. So after that
– those were different times,
I know.
You tried doing that today.
I mean, we had a coach – we had a football coach this year get suspended for slapping a player in the helmet. Chris Lake of Washington.
Yeah.
He got suspended for, I mean.
We saw it happen in the NFL, Bruce Arians, but nothing happened to him.
Yeah. Oh, he got fined.
Well, he got fined.
Did he?
You got fined. 10 or 25? I forget.
It was a bigger number. I remember reading it going, wow, that's a number right there.
Just move here, guys. Let's take away the handshake. What example does that set for our kids? But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But at a certain point in high Division I sports, and forget about the pros. The pros, don't talk to me about sportsmanship with the pros. I mean, there's still a lot of it there, thank goodness. I'm glad. But, you know, when everybody gets so bent out of shape, if this one doesn't shake this one's hands in the NFL or the NBA, or that one doesn't, or this
that's
one doesn't.
That's because Tom Brady stitched half the quarterbacks in the league. If it were different, you would say something different.
No. Because he didn't shake Nick Foles' hands, you know, one
every
time.
Every time. He got something against Nick Foles.
No, it was twice. It was when Nick Foles beat him with the Bears and when Nick Foles beat him with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Two-time
very suspicious.
Nick Foles' handshaker, that Tom Brady.
By the way, AB went scorched earth again, released a picture of an x-ray that was 3 months old, by the way.
Here's the latest x-ray, AB. Somebody wrote something. I said, this guy is a cartoon character. He's a waste of everybody's time. Go away. I hope the USFL drafts him today.
Tonight.
7 o'clock. Televised anywhere?
That's the only league he's playing in. Why?
Not televised anywhere.
It must be online.
And Chris, you were right. Quarterbacks first round.
Yeah.
Everybody takes a quarterback.
Then it's like edge rushers and offensive lineman for the next few rounds.
Well, actually, I have it here. Hold on. I'll get this quickly.
And Panthers. Sorry. Yeah. I was going jungle cat.
Round one, quarterbacks. Round two through four, edge rushers and defensive ends. Round five through seven, offensive tackles. Cornerbacks 8 through 11. And round 12, more quarterbacks. That's day one.
Yeah.
Before we get to through round 35, long snappers, round 35, sometime tomorrow. Yeah.
As Sarah Charge, an EPS driver, I just addressed this about the NHL. No, that is a massive tradition. No, I don't want that to go away. If it ever did, am I going to be like, oh, am I going to stop watching hockey? No. That is the biggest tradition in all of, you know, as far as handshaking goes. No, I would never want to see that go away because I have seen guys beat the tar out of each other, go crazy during a series and then hug and kiss and shake hands afterwards. So, no, I never want to see it go away in the NHL. I'm just saying I don't get all up in arms about it. Yeah, at this level, different in high school and peewee football and all that stuff, but at this level, at this point in my life, I'm not going to get overly dramatic about it.
Michigan John says assistant coaches at Wisconsin caused this to escalate. I'll say this. Your job as an assistant coach is not to make problems for your head coach. So there's a little bit of there. I mean, what Juwan did is 100% wrong. But there's a little there. If I'm an assistant coach, I'm not like drawing attention to myself and getting into a melee with the other team's head coach.
The fact that Juwan was more of a head slap than if it was ever shown and slowed down, which they can do, and it was a closed fist and Cole cocked him upside the head, that could have been an altogether different story.
It shouldn't matter. I'm sorry. It shouldn't matter. That's the difference. Did you punch that person? No, I slapped him.
Yeah.
What's not? You hit the person. It doesn't matter that the hand was open or closed, but ultimately, I think you're right, Pete. I think it does matter.
It does matter.
In the punishment.
He knew that. That's why the hand stayed open.
Yeah.
Like, the outcome matters. I mean, Juwan Howard's a big dude. He's punching down on people.
Yeah.
It's like if that assistant goes down and there's a, I don't know, like the lip is bloodier than what it actually is and that gets more television time, is he suspended through the postseason?
Probably. No, I think if there's more damage and the fist is closed, he's out of a job today.
So the outcome is, I don't want to say just as important, but the outcome matters here.
Yeah.
Should it?
Again, Darryl Charles, so straddling the fence. I'm not straddling the fence. If you want to say what I believe in the NHL, which has been an ongoing tradition for decades and decades, the handshake after every single series, it's not done in any other sports. I'm all for that. But like I said, as Darryl Charles and others, if they stop doing it, am I going to stop watching the NHL? Absolutely not. They don't do it. I mean, I'm not that emotionally involved with it. I think it was always incredible to see these guys beating the crap out of each other, some of them. And then they make up and they're hugging and, all that stuff. It's great.
Yeah.
But, you talk about sportsmanship. You see guys getting 3, 4, 5 fights in a series, pound each other. Well, what's the sportsmanship in that? When you tell little kids, part of the NHL, what are you gonna do? And it was much worse back in the 70s and 80s. Much, much worse.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just quote-unquote goons either. You had some legitimate brawls between some really good players. Part of the game. Not so much anymore.
And I am hoping for a Michigan-Wisconsin game in the Big Ten tournament.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Someone
sign me up
for
a little quarterfinal between those two teams. Let Michigan get through Rutgers in that first round where you pit lower seed against lower seed and have them who's the
lower
commissioner?
Seed Rutgers. Lower Rutgers may be one of the higher seeds.
Who's the commissioner of the Big Ten?
Warren.
Yeah.
Commissioner Warren, let's set that up somehow.
Right now, Michigan would be the 5 seed. They're only the 5 seed? Yeah, you watch them, who they've been beating? They've won like 4 straight top 20 games.
Are they the 5 seed? I thought they
They're not even
in the tournament right
now. They're 5th right now. And I think I'll go over Lenardi's bracket. They're 5th in the Big Ten right now. They're only half game behind Ohio State.
I didn't even think they were making the NCAA tournament.
Of course they are.
I thought the Lenardi's last thing didn't even have them in.
I'm pretty sure they're watching last night. They have beaten their last four to five game. They beat Michigan State when they were number 13. They beat Ohio State when they were number 16. They beat Wisconsin when they were number 14. 3 state, and then they beat Illinois. 4 straight top 12 wins before finally losing to Purdue the other day, 84-72.
Oh, I know what it was. They weren't ranked. I was misthinking in my head. Okay. Yeah.
But right now, today, they would be in.
So. My Hoosiers are trying to play themselves out. Every game. Last night, Ohio State. We got a 4-point lead with about 4 minutes to go. Then we whiz it away, and then we always make a dumb offensive play where we don't get any points, and then the other side scores, and they win. And every single game. It's making me nuts.
Right now, Lenardi has Michigan playing Memphis in a play-in game. He's got Michigan, Indiana, Memphis, and San Diego State as his last four in.
Mm. Yeah, I think Indiana against San Diego State, right? Is that what I saw? In the 12-12 game?
Yep.
By the way, that
Michigan-Memphis 11-11 game.
That Lenardi was before last night's action. So if Indiana was a 12 seed before the loss
they
were doing it. Okay, they were a 12 seed before the game because they showed it during the game last night, they lost the game.
I can tell you this. Well, on the headline of the story, the date says today.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Yet
another loss by the Hoosiers.
I'm with you. I'm just because I was thinking the same thing, and then I saw the bracket says updated 2/22/2022 at 7 a.m.
He's got Florida as the fifth team out right now. He's got Miami. Right? So he's got Miami, UNC, Creighton, and San Francisco in as his last four byes, which San Francisco would be interesting because you figure they're not going to win their conference.
No.
Gonzaga is going to get that one. So San Francisco would take an at-large spot. That would be interesting.
He's got Rutgers as a 10 seed right now going up against Xavier, the 7 seed.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, we are just warming up. It feels like a Monday. It's a Tuesday. Maybe we'll recap our extended weekends. And I've put it on the grease board here where we normally have our pigskin picks. I've got the countdowns. We are the countdowns to football. Go over to NFL Combine, Thursday Night Football, Hall of Fame game. It's all up there. We'll run it down for you so you can keep track at home. All that coming up. Plus, $5,000 up for grabs at ESPNSWFL.com right now. That's our website. Log on, click on the Man Cave Makeover icon to register with your email. It's that simple. Someone across the country is going to get $5K. Boom. Should be you. We would all love if it were one of our listeners that won the $5K. All that and more coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
West Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in on Tuesday, coming off a long weekend. Had a glorious weekend, by the way. The weather was spectacular. I actually got on a golf course yesterday.
Oh, how many houses left?
I didn't hit a single one.
I did.
In fact, I had on the back nine, I parred or birdied five of the nine holes. I mean, I was on a tear. Now, the front nine, Pete, you know, I've only played golf once during the pandemic. It was at your place, I think, when Rick Carl came down. The front nine, it looked like I hadn't played in 2 years. Back nine started warming up. Got to play with my dad. It was a beautiful day. It was nice.
Well, that's good.
Good use of day off.
That's good. That's what it takes. I loved, where was I, on the second hole? Which I started on 10, so it was technically the 11th, but number two hole. And I love when I hit a house, but off the lanai, and I get to bounce back into playable area.
See, the Craig Sheeman is to hit the roof and hear the clunk and the echo.
And the ball has that, you know, the gray marks from the lanai on it. It's a great feeling.
I played at Kelly Green. It's hard to hit roofs there. Although I saw some of the houses, they still got the damage because that's where the tornado ripped through about three weeks ago. This is kind of a sad deal.
Yeah.
Crystal Ball, how was your extended weekend? Did you do anything exciting?
Nope.
That's it? Just nope. No kids' birthday parties. It's February. I know what that's like for you. Just nothing, huh?
What I do Saturday? Started Ozarks.
Oh. Boy, you had a really, really chilled weekend.
Sunday. Didn't do anything.
Wow. Nothing?
Monday.
No, not really. I went over to the in-laws' house, watched the 500, which...
Yeah. I watched the last 10 laps.
We got to fix that sport.
That's
I don't even know who won.
That's terrible.
And I didn't watch 1 minute of the All-Star game, and I didn't see 1 minute of the Daytona.
You know what?
In the middle of the day, I was out all day yesterday.
I actively avoided NBA All-Star weekend. Did not watch a single second of any of it.
All right, now, I'm going to tell you this. I avoided the whole weekend. Now, I did flip it on probably the second quarter for less than a minute. Why, if anybody out there can help me, because you guys didn't watch. So the score, like in the second quarter, when I said like 44 to 39, I'm like, whoa, this is going to hit the under. But they're only showing the scores per quarter. You know what I mean? The points for that quarter. I don't know why they were doing it that way.
Yeah, you'd have to ask somebody who watched.
Yeah, so somebody who actually watched, let me know why they were doing that. Because I thought, oh, my God, the under's going to hit. And by the way, the over did hit.
By a bucket? I thought the under. Was it by a bucket?
LeBron James put it over with that last second fadeaway.
Yeah.
It was 320.
Sorry, 320.
323, which gave me a record of 3-1-1 for the week last week because that was my special Friday.
I thought I saw 323.5 at the closing line was over, in which case it
Friday
went,
we had 321.
Yeah, maybe.
I can understand that. I could see it going up to 323. I'm surprised it wasn't higher. Yeah. But I think if you got it in on Sunday, say 10 minutes before, if it took the over, you lost by a half a bucket.
Yeah.
By a half a point.
Found these ranch waters over the weekend. They're good.
What's a ranch water?
It's like
cocktail.
It's a tequila and club soda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So those are fun. Those are a blasty blast.
Yeah.
They come in a little can.
How many did you have of those?
Few.
We got drinking totals coming up next hour.
I don't think we do.
We don't?
No.
Oh.
First of all, it's Tuesday.
We don't. Well, I know, but we weren't here yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we can still do them.
We can still do them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should.
Sponsorship right now.
Start getting the math ready. Well, a lot of stuff's running out around here. What's going on?
I don't know. Football season. That's what's going on.
Speaking of football season, never fear. Today is February 22nd. By the way, the date's 2-2-2-2-2. Is that a thing?
Yes. What do you call it?
Palindrome.
Palindrome.
Okay.
So it doesn't happen again for another 400 years.
Happy birthday to my wife.
Happy birthday, Sam.
There goes Samantha.
What did you get? You obviously remembered. Unless you just remembered just now. What are you getting her?
So on our way to the airport last week, she said she forgot her sunglasses, told me to turn around. I said, no, not turning around. I'll buy you a new pair of sunglasses for your birthday.
Oh, okay.
So she went and bought herself a new pair of...
nice ones?
Ray-Bans?
Oh,
Maui Jims, something like that.
All right.
I don't know. So yeah, I got her that and took the kids into Publix yesterday.
Yeah.
Got some flowers that we gave to her.
Nice.
So that's been her birthday.
So you celebrated early, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So along those lines, on this day, 2-2-2-2-2, if my math is correct, which could be iffy, the NFL Combine, 9 days away. The USFL season, 53 days away. The NFL Draft, 65 days. We will have to wait 163 days to the Hall of Fame game. Week zero, Saturday for college football, 186 days. Week one for college on Saturday, 193 days. The Thursday night NFL season opener, 198 days away. And the first NFL Sunday, 201 days away.
Can we make a suggestion?
Sure.
You add on... inter-squad games for Florida, Miami, and Florida State.
Well, we're only like...
spring football?
Yeah, next month.
2 months? Yeah. They're in April.
We can have spring football, but they're all over the place, though. It's hard to have a date.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're out there on their webpages, but... Because,
I mean, how many are we going to put up there? Just our state schools?
No, it's just three or four of them,
the ones that matter.
Yeah.
Alabama.
You are so geeked up for Miami spring football.
I'm geeked up every year for
it. By the way, your dream team coaching staff added Charlie Strong over the weekend. I have always liked Charlie Strong.
I know you have. I'm very happy. Also was on
great
this day.
Great recruiter in this state.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal recruiter in this state.
Yep. Also, the miracle on ice against Russia happened in 1980 on this day.
On this day.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
Oh, this is cool. But today, 2/22/22, mm-hmm. American soccer player Timothy Weah. He plays for Lille.
Yeah.
He's number 22.
Yeah.
His birthday is today.
Uh-huh.
He's turning 22.
Oh.
So number 22 is turning 22 on 2/22/22.
That's crazy.
And he probably makes $22 million a year?
I don't think so, but I hope he does.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool.
That Daytona 500, man, that is just
it sucked.
Why did it suck?
The new cars. I don't know if it's the new car, or just the way NASCAR is now at this point, where there's no reason to do a 500 mile race. There's just not.
Right. You just do the first phase and call it a day.
Do a 150 mile race.
Well, talk about tradition. I know. Outraged.
No, I agree with Chris. It's the same thing for 4 hours.
The first 3 hours of it is. It's mind-numbing.
But that's like a marathon, right? I mean, who watches a marathon? It's fun to the left.
But there's no difference in these cars by mile 499 versus mile 1. Like,
yeah. Unless there's an accident, right? Obviously.
Well, here's the other thing.
But you don't even get those until the final 20 laps or so.
And I'm getting tired of those. I'm getting tired of everybody. Well, the race is on the line now. Let's just crash everybody. I think they finished in added time, right? Because they're doing yellows at lap 200.
Yes.
It's getting ridiculous. There's always a freaking wreck. And that used to be, I guess, the appeal to it. But now it's just stupid.
The race is always on the line.
But that's the point here, Pete. It's not always on the line.
It's like referees calling a penalty. No, they're not going to call it an overtime. Well, okay.
It was boring to watch, and I try to watch that race every year, but
I do too.
Now the cars look more like the
street cars.
The car that they are.
Yeah.
Like you can actually tell a difference looking at the Ford looks like a Mustang.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Doesn't drive like a Mustang.
No.
Somebody just texted in that in 1987 Bill Elliott went over 210 miles an hour at Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get nobody on the track hit 200.
Really?
On Sunday.
Yeah. Well, safety.
Austin Cindric.
Yes, Austin Cindric, which he
basically rookie. I think it was his eighth race of all time. And he purposely wrecked. He was all over the place. He's like, oh my God, a guy's passing me on my right. I'm going to pinch him off into the wall. Oh, then now there's an opening on the left. He goes down on the apron and he wrecks that guy. I mean, I guess that's what you're supposed to do. Victory's on the line, but.
I don't know why we have these stages anymore.
I have always hated those. I've never understood.
Still.
What does that mean?
So they break the race into three groups.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, because they can't all start at once, right?
And No. It's you get points for the season long if you're leading. But like Martin Truex won the first two stages.
I don't think he finished
in the top 15.
No.
He was so far back at that point.
There no star power anymore? Because all the big stars have retired. Tony Stewart was okay in the booth from what I saw in the 20
He was
laps.
Fine.
He did a good
He was fine.
That's his debut? Yeah. He was all right.
Gator Nation says you guys are the only ones who have said anything bad about the 500.
Somebody tell me something.
I'm not saying anything bad about it because I don't know what's good or bad. I just know I don't watch because it's too long.
This is not about the 500. This is about NASCAR. Mm-hmm. So if you like NASCAR, then yeah, obviously you're cool with it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many new eyeballs are attracted to a sport where of the 4 hours, 3+ hours of it is monotonous and you're not seeing anything new.
Also, wouldn't it be better to have this sort of at night? I mean, it's the middle of the day. Well,
down
here it's beautiful, right? So, I mean, a lot of people are outside. I don't know.
No, it finishes after dark.
Yeah, it finishes after dark.
What time does it start? 3?
It started at 2:30.
Yeah, it started at 3. No, coverage started at 2:30. It's about a 3 o'clock start.
2:30
on
a Sunday?
7. Yeah. No, but that...
I know it's tradition. I know.
The finish is in prime time. That's what they want.
That's the NASCAR start time. I mean, that's fine with me. The timing, actually, I think, is the one thing you got going for yourself. You're the weekend after the Super Bowl.
Right.
Not a lot else going. You get that sweet spot between the Super Bowl and March Madness. A lot of positives for you last weekend.
Yeah.
I just think that the product is terrible. It's terrible.
I agree with you.
And if you like NASCAR, sorry. But
And I used to like it. I want to like it. I'm predisposed to like it. But I found it very boring.
I respect it. And I think those guys are athletes. I know we've had this discussion before. I believe that because you don't see a lot of fat, out of shape NASCAR drivers. You just don't. Not anymore, anyway.
Gator Nurse says,
but I can't.
People actually go. It was sold out. It was nice to see.
I would love to go to the 500.
Yeah.
I was actually at my in-laws' house talking about it on Sunday. Like, man, that would be fun to go up on a Friday night, get an RV, stay in the infield, have your cooler and all that. It'd be a blast.
I've been to a couple. It's a long day.
And I will tell you, I would like to go to one. I cannot watch NASCAR on TV. I can't do it. I've tried many a time.
This from the man that watches everything.
No,
I'll
tell you. You know what? The last time I seriously watched like the last say hour was when Danica Patrick was like in the lead her first year or so, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. She was like first, second, or third, right until the end, where I think she finished seventh or eighth. That's the only time I was semi intrigued. For me, anyway.
Was that Daytona or was that the Indy 500?
Indy.
I don't
remember.
She had
the lead.
Was it Indy?
Yeah, you're confusing not even the same kind of cars.
Well, any race. One of those races. They're all the same to me.
Oh, goodness.
Well, real racing starts tomorrow, F1 winter testing.
Winter testing, really?
Is that when you go slow through the neighborhoods?
Super pumped about that. Get to see cars on track, finally.
Yeah.
Getting some leaked videos.
What does this mean by weed? Stupid NASCAR restrictor plate racing. What in God's name is that?
Okay. It's not even worth explaining to you.
What's plate racing?
For the big tracks, they put restrictor plates on them so they don't go as fast and kill everybody because they know they're all going to wreck.
Well, how do they do that?
They limit the airflow to the engine or something like that.
You're telling me glorified speed bumps.
So they do it on the super speedways, like Talladega and Daytona.
So glorified speed bumps.
No. You're totally.
It sounds like a glorified speed bump.
I hate to even have this conversation with you, trying to teach you something. It's impossible. You're not capable.
I say I learn you the
game,
boy.
You're not capable of learning. Jeez.
I don't want him. It sounds like he's slowing down. It's a glorified speed bump.
All right, here we go. Let me put it in terms you can understand. Right. Let's say a race car and Tom Brady are the same thing, but at the super speedways, Tom Brady can only throw with his left hand. How's that? To kind of even things up a little bit.
Analogy.
Not that bad.
Thank you.
Maybe like he can only throw 80% of the distance that he could normally throw.
Yeah.
How do they slow down? They put something in the row?
Oh, I know, Chris. Lessen the air pressure in the footballs that Tom Brady throws. That's like restrictor plate racing. In the bigger games, take the air out of the ball. This is something Pete can relate to.
I'm not pulling the grenade on that.
No, I thought I nailed it. Honestly. So how do they slow the cars down? Is it something they put on the track?
In the car, in the engine, in the car. Under the hood.
Well, that's not right. Don't you spend years perfecting your engine and getting it right, and then they say they slow it? Wait a second.
I don't even want to have this
It's like a governor on a golf cart. They limit how fast you can go.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a great analogy. I can understand that.
Chris, good job.
But how do they do that? So just at that particular race, or all the time?
At the super speedways. That means the big tracks.
So how do they do that?
They just put it in the engine.
What is it? Like a little device?
It's
like a carburetor or something?
It's an actual plate. That restricts the amount of air that can get to the engine so it can't go as fast as what
that
it can
I understand.
Go.
Okay. But what's to stop somebody? Can't you create like I don't know,
no,
funky
all these,
like
it
James
gets
Bond
inspected.
A
no.
Bond bu- well during the race and
before
some,
and after you get
hit
inspected.
Some button or do you?
Yes.
Oh.
You gotta pass
what, what if it pops off by accident and you don't know? No, honestly.
No.
It can't pop off.
It's not like that.
This is where this needs to stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
This is like me asking dumb questions about soccer.
No,
NASCAR fans are banging their head on the steering wheel right now.
Well, no. If you said the golf cart analogy originally, I would have been fine. Yeah. Now I'm much more inclined
to find some middle ground for you.
Now I'm definitely not watching.
All right. Sound Street next. Good God, I need a break. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
About you. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, let's go back to Michigan and Wisconsin and Juwan Howard sparking a brawl in the handshake line after the game. Here it is on CBS.
77-63. And Juwan Howard not going over immediately to shake hands.
Now he's going to get in the line. Interesting finish here. 77. Oh, see, and they're going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Howard and guard are not happy right now as the two of them continue to have words. We told you Juwan Howard was not happy about that timeout. Yo, and Juwan Howard just threw a right hand. And now we got a scrum. We have a scrum in Madison. Players are pushing and shoving. This is an ugly scene. This is an ugly scene.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get separated. And there's no doubt it all stems from the timeout by Greg Gard. Now, that's not an excuse for this, but that is what angered Juwan Howard, and it spilled over into this. And you saw Howard and Greg Gard nose to nose.
I knew he was... I wouldn't be happy either, but there's no excuse for this. Absolutely not.
Zero excuse. This cannot happen.
I like how the very familiar CBS basketball music, and then you can just hear him in the truck. All right, fade it down. We're staying here. Not going to commercial.
It happens a few times a year. A lot of times in the tournament was something, we're staying right. The music was, keep it here, keep it here. I'll tell you what, you know who I give a lot of credit to in this entire situation?
Who's that?
The fans. Wisconsin fans, and then I know some Michigan fans scattered in there.
Yeah.
Because it was amazing how a lot of times in different situations, you got fans would have been on the floor there. They would have got really, really messy. And
pretty much
everyone held their own. I was pleasantly surprised that there was no fan participation in this.
No malice in the palace situation.
Yes.
Here is Howard afterward claiming the punch or the slap was self-defense.
You know, I addressed with the head coach that I will remember that. Because of that timeout, and for someone to touch me, and I think that was very uncalled for him to touch me as we were verbalizing and communicating with one another. So that's what ended up happening, and that's what escalated it.
Yeah, I guess if you could, expand on that a little more, led to...
No, I would not expand on it. I just share with you the story, what happened.
Well, as far as touching, I mean, there's obvious touching with the handshake line. It must have been more than that, you're saying.
Oh, more than that. Yeah. Touching me unnecessary wasn't cause for that when we were talking. And at that point, you know, I thought that was, you know, time to protect myself.
Did he look like he needed protection? No.
It's a weak defense.
That's a very weak defense. He's the tallest guy there.
I'd prefer if he just said, look, I had a
bad day.
I had a bad moment.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Here's Greg Gard.
Which he essentially did yesterday.
All right, but. Greg Gard from Michigan. He tells his side of, or from Wisconsin. He tells his side of the story.
Greg, can you explain what happened in the line that ended up leading to that situation?
Yeah, as I was walking through it, you know, I know he didn't come through right away. He came in later after some of the players and was going down the line with everybody, and they were all fine. And he came up to me and pulled his mask down and said, I'll remember that. And he started pointing it at me and tapped me in the chest. And I said, hold on. Let me explain to you why I took the time out. Maybe he doesn't know the rule that you get the 10 seconds reset. I wasn't going to put my players in that type of situation to have to break a press in 4 seconds, coming stiff and cold off the bench. I wouldn't do that for a regular group. If I can take a timeout, it gives my players the best chance to have success. So that's where it started, that he said, I'll remember that. And I said, hey, let me tell you why I did what I did. And he didn't want any part of it and kept moving on.
Okay.
Again, what Juwan Howard still hasn't addressed is why he was pressing with 15 seconds to go and down by 15, and then take a timeout against your Indiana Hoosiers last week.
Yeah.
In a very similar situation.
That's always been my understanding of basketball, especially in a late game moment like that. If the defense has called off the dogs, and basically said this game is over, we're not. You don't go to the rim. You don't get a free 2 points. You don't jack a shot up. You don't do any of those things. But if they're playing defense, then they still think that they have a shot at this thing. You are allowed to play basketball at that point.
Exactly. It's not
double standard.
It
feels
total double standard.
And he touched me.
Yeah.
Come on, Juwan.
Touch, I know, but he did grab it.
Okay.
I know it
Juwan
wasn't
was
malicious.
Not in harm of. He was not going to be hurt.
I'm not
he
saying
touched
he was.
Me.
I'm not
so
saying
you
he was.
Were so offended that you were touched that you slapped somebody.
A grown man.
Come on.
Yeah.
Weak. Come on. Just own up to it. Man up.
All right, we'll hear more reaction from the likes of Jay Billis, and Tom Izzo was pretty fired up about it. And we'll also check on Deshaun Watson. Today is the 22nd of February. Today's court day. Sort of. We'll explain what's going on there. All that coming up, 3 o'clock hour, and Red Alert Tuesday and Twitter Police Sunshine State
Edition. I got a big list.
Oh, good.
Very
good.
Big.
Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.